Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. But before we jump in, I just wanted to take a few moments to give God some thanks because I believe that without him, none of this will be possible. So I just pray that somebody out there that's listening or watching this episode is inspired, encouraged, and motivated to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Thank you again for hanging out with me every single week. And listen, guys, this week, I wanted to talk about overcoming this ugly little thing called the imposter syndrome. That's right, the imposter syndrome, because I think that in the world that we live in today and in the society that we live in today, there's many people, a lot of people that are living in a fantasy and operating in this imposter syndrome. Why is it? I'm not exactly sure, but we're going to talk about some of those things in today's show. So buckle your belts and let's get into this thing. Because this thing, the imposter syndrome, right? We all know what it is. Simply what it is, it's when you feel like a fake or a fraud, right? When you feel phony or like when you feel like you're being fake. We've all seen it. We've all been there. Let's be honest. We've all at some point or another in our life have dealt with it, have functioned in it and operated in it, or we have seen someone else function or operate in this imposter syndrome. So what causes people to have this imposter syndrome? There's a slew of things that that we can name, right? We can go down the list. But when you think about the imposter syndrome and what causes it, a lack of self-confidence, anxiety, doubts about your thoughts, abilities, achievements, and accomplishments, your negative self-talk, feelings of inadequacy. Come on, let's talk about that one right there. That's a whole nother episode. But dwelling on past mistakes and not feeling good enough, right? These are all signs and symptoms of the imposter syndrome. And again, let's be real with one another. Let's be real, right? This show is fluff-free. We talk about the real stuff, talk about real life, real situations, and we just try to talk about stuff that's going to inspire people to get out there and live life to the fullest. But let's be real. We've all participated in some form or another with imposter syndrome, right? We've been to that event or that party or that engagement or that function where we weren't acting or being like ourselves, or we were with somebody who wasn't acting or being like themselves, or we saw someone else who wasn't acting or being like themselves. We know what it looks like. We know what it feels like. We know what it is most of the time, right? We have some people that are running around here functioning in this imposter syndrome and nobody can tell, right? But if you have a spirit of discernment, then you'll be able to see a phony or a fake or a fraud when you see one. And so we're going to be talking about this imposter syndrome and why people function in it, what causes it, right? Because let's be honest, some of the stuff that I just mentioned, right? Negative self-talk, for example, that's a huge one that caused people to function in the imposter syndrome. I've dealt with negative self-talk. Feelings of inadequacy, that's a huge one for me. I felt inadequate many years of my life, right? Dwelling on past mistakes, focusing on our doubts and our thoughts and our minds playing tricks on us. We can all say that we've all, right, lack of self-confidence. We can all say that we've struggled maybe a little bit, or we've dealt with it, or we've experienced one of these things at some point or another in our lives, whether when we were younger or when we were older. We've all dealt with it, right? We've all participated in it in some way, form, shape, or matter. And that is a form of imposter syndrome, right? But I'm going to talk about it on a deeper level. Where it's not going away, right? You think about, I don't want to function like this. I don't like how I'm acting. I don't like being fake. Oh, I don't like being around fake people, right? But it's not going away and it starts to consume you and people start to perceive you as someone who you're really not. And maybe you're comfortable with it. Maybe you're not comfortable with it, right? Maybe you're comfortable with functioning in that imposter syndrome or as an imposter, or maybe you're not and you just don't know how to shake it off and be the real you. And that's where we're going to dig deeper on it, right? Because that's the big question. The big question is, why is it that people continually to operate in this state of imposter syndrome, right? And I like to say, I believe personally, my belief is because they're not comfortable with who they really are. That's where it all boils down to. I mean, that's where it all stems from and what it all boils down to. People not being comfortable with who they really are. And that can come from a whole lot of different things. It can come from your environment, from your cultural background, from your upbringing, from so many different things. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. Because like I mentioned earlier, we live in a world with so much of what I like to call fluffiness, right? Oh, we want to make people feel good. We got a lot of people that talk that feel good talk. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? But I like to call it when people are too fluffy or extra fluffy, I like to call that imposter syndrome, because you're not being real. You're being too fluffy. And if you fluffy, you can't be real. And if you're real, you can't be fluffy, right? So if you can be real, then you eliminate a lot of the fluffy stuff that's going on in and around your life. And the very few people who are real, right, who do keep it quote unquote real, those are the ones that are living their life to the fullest. They're living their life to the fullest right now. We're wondering why that person has this and why this person is going there and why that person, you know, is blowing up. Why? Why are they comfortable, right? It's because they're not concerned with what other people are saying or thinking about them. They are secure with who they are. That's a big one right there. Security. When you are secure in who you are and you know who you are, you become unstoppable. You don't have to worry about what other people are saying, what other people are thinking. And listen, guys, I'm talking about this from experience, not a story I heard or somebody sharing their story with me or a movie or a TV show. I live this because I know what it feels like to feel inadequate. I know what it feels like to talk that negative self-talk. I know what it feels like to have a low or lacking some self-esteem. Right, I know what it feels like because you guys all know the condition and my situation on how I had to grow up. So I know what that is, but I also know how to overcome that garbage as well. I'm just being straight up 100. I know how to overcome that garbage because when you function in that capacity, it's not fulfilling. That's the brutal reality. When you live in a fantasy and you're not functioning and operating in who you really are and what you were called to be and in your own purpose, it's not fulfilling. And it's actually more draining because instead of you functioning in who you really are, now you have to spend all this extra energy, all this extra time and acting like someone that you're really not. This is powerful stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And I like to talk about these type of topics because they're relevant right now today. You know, so if you're watching or listening to this, you either know somebody who's currently operating as an imposter or maybe even you yourself who's listening or watching this, maybe you're the imposter. Maybe you're not comfortable with being the imposter and you wanna flip it and you wanna change it and you wanna start acting like the real you. And if we could really, really, really be honest, every imposter that you know, deep down inside, wishes deep down inside that they can be who they really are, who they're really comfortable with being, comfortable in their own skin. And for some reason or another, they're not, or they can't. For whatever reason, right? Not that they can't, because they can, but for whatever reason, they're telling themselves that they can't. And I wanna get to the root of that stuff. Like, why do you feel you can't be who you really are? Right? No matter what it is, no matter what it is, you fill in the blank. But why can't you be comfortable with who you really are? Is it because you're worried about what people are gonna think about you? Is it because you're worried about not being accepted or people, or the way people accept you, or being rejected, maybe, or what they're going to think, or what they're going to say? Like, we can go down the list of it, which we already did. But and the reason I'm mentioning that is because I want you to be conscious, right? I want you to be aware if you are operating in this imposter syndrome, or you know someone who is and you want to help, I want you to be aware of what the signs look like. And that's what we've been talking about. And that's the problem. That's another problem too. It's like we have a lot of people that we know are imposters, and we're not calling them out on their stuff, right? And I'm not saying like we gotta call people out on all their stuff, right? Because we all have our own stuff. We all have our own stuff, and I'm not saying to call them out like in a negative way or a condescending or a demeaning way. But I'm just saying like calling them out on being real. Like, yo, why aren't you being real with yourself? Like, you said this or you did that. You weren't being real with yourself. Let's talk about that because that's not cool. And it's what's not cool is not talking to your people about it. Because if you really real and you really love somebody and you really care about somebody and you really want to see somebody do better and be well, then why not be real with them? Like, that's why my circle is so small, because I don't want to be around people who aren't going to call me out on my stuff, who aren't going to be real with me, and who aren't going to have my best interests at hand. That's why I have a small circle. And if you look around, most successful people have small circles, because I don't want a bunch of yes men around me or yes women around me. Oh yeah, that looks great. Oh yeah, that sounds great. Oh yeah. No, I want people to say, you know, it's okay, but you could do better. It's okay, but I think that you got more inside of you that you could share. Or I think you could go a little deeper. That's why I love my wife. Yeah, I have other male accountability partners, but my wife, man, she checks me like no one. She checks me like no one else. Believe me when I tell you. But we don't do it out in the public. We do it behind closed doors, or she'll pull me aside, or I'll pull her aside. We make each other be real. Because at the end of the day, being real is what's gonna let you have longevity with relationships, with connections, and with making friendships with other people. Being real is what's going to set you apart. That's what definitely sets me apart, because I remember I didn't want to talk about my condition. I didn't want to talk about my disease. I didn't want to talk about my body getting weaker. I didn't want to talk about the mindset that I had. I didn't want to talk about, you know, the things that I had to overcome mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I didn't want to talk about those things. And if you know, and you can ask even my mother, my mother never really heard me complain or cry about this condition that I had. Did I cry at times? Yes, because I'm human. It gets overwhelming. I get frustrated and I'm like, why is this happening? But you can ask my mother and anybody else who knows me, I don't complain about my condition ever or very rarely, because that doesn't serve me. It's not doing anything for me. But I also understood that in order for me to live that I'm the life, the beautiful, amazing, incredible life that I'm living today, I had to personally overcome this imposter syndrome, because I was always trying to fulfill everybody else's needs. I was always trying to be a part of everybody else's team and be a part of everybody else's circle and fit in with that group. When in reality, I wanted to just be who I was. I wanted to be comfortable being around other people that were comfortable with me being who I was. That's why I love my wife, because she fell in love with me for me. When she fell in love with me, I didn't have a ton of money. I mean, we're doing pretty well right now, but when we met, we didn't have a ton of money. I was still living at home with my mom, actually, when I met my wife. And so was she. And then she became homeless at some point. But then we built a beautiful friendship and a relationship and a marriage and a family. We have two beautiful kids. But it's because at some point in your life, you got to get real with yourself. And you can't be real with other people if you're not real with yourself first. You can fake the funk, but that's only going to last for so long. But we live in a world where everyone lives in a fantasy. Like, this social media got everybody living in a fantasy and being an imposter, right? Because I know, I personally know people. I see them posting stuff on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and Twitter and all these things. And I'm like, nah, they being phony. Because I know them, right? The people who know you, they know you. They know when you being real and they know when you being fake. And if they real, they're going to call you out on it. But sometimes, for me, and for me personally, sometimes I refrain from calling certain people out is because of the relationship that we have, like with other mutual friends. Like, I have one of my good friends and somebody that he's connected with. I always see them like, and I'm like, this is incredible. This is crazy. Like, I know this person isn't living this type of life. I know this person isn't around these type of people. I know this person, you know what I mean? And you start to look at it and you're like, wow, these people are really acting like imposters. Like, they really being phony. And it blows my mind, right? It blows my mind. But why is it that people feel the need that they have to act like that? It's because they're worried about other people and they're not comfortable with who they are. And it hits totally different when you're secure with who you are. When you're securing your abilities and your capabilities, you see, because there's a big difference between abilities and capabilities, right? Ability just simply means that you have the possession or the means or skill to do something. Maybe you have the skill to do something, but capabilities, are you capable of functioning with your abilities? Capability means you have the power or ability to do something. So you see, so you have a gift, you have a talent, you have a skill set. But do you have the real power that it takes to put it into action? That's the real question. So you have the ability to do something. You have the skill to do something. You have the talent to do something. But do you have the power to do what you're good at doing? Do you have the power to do what you're able to do? Are you functioning in that power or are you powerless? Ooh, now I'm stepping on some toes right now. Right? Because you can have the ability to do something, but if you're not functioning in the power to do that thing, whatever it is, then do you really have the power or are you powerless? Are you really being real with the gifts and the talents and the skills that you've been given? Or are you just letting those things rot away without using them to its fullest potential? Because at the end of the day, you being real is just going to help everyone else around you be real. Because they say, right, birds of a feather, what? They flock together. So if you run it with a bunch of phonies, you're going to be a phony. If you run it with a bunch of real ones, then you're going to be a real one. And that's just the reality of life. Because the reality is imposter syndrome doesn't just go away. It doesn't just go away all on its own. It doesn't go away until you make it go away. That's right. You heard me right. Imposter syndrome doesn't go away until you make it go away. And the crazy thing is that some people will continue to function as an imposter even after they've been made. Even after they've been made, they continue to act like an imposter. Now that right there is mind blowing, because once you've been made, it's like, yo, the gig is up. The gig is up. You've been made. You've been exposed. Now you have the opportunity to become a real one, but you choose to continue to fake the funk. Why? Because you've been believing the lies you've been telling yourself for so long that the lies have become your actual truth. The lies have become your reality. The fantasy has become your reality in your own head. And maybe even in the physicality as well. Maybe you got an expensive car or you bought a house and you can't really afford it and you're drowning in debt, right? But you're not really being who you are. You're faking the funk. And eventually people are going to know it. So how can you overcome this imposter syndrome? Because you guys know I like to be practical with it. I don't like to just come and give information and then leave. I want to ask you, I actually like to come, give the information and show you how you can implement it into your day-to-day lives and your day-to-day activities. Because, right, they always say knowledge is power, which is totally false. It's applied knowledge, because you can have all the knowledge in the world, and if you're not applying it, then what good is it? It's just like your abilities. You can have all the abilities in the world, but if you're not capable of functioning in your abilities, right, you're not releasing the power that you have within you to activate those abilities, then what good are your abilities anyhow if you're not even using them? So overcoming the imposter syndrome, and you got to start, listen here, if you're taking notes, you want to write this down. You got to start with being brutally honest with yourself. Because I said earlier, you can't be honest or real with somebody else unless you're honest and real with yourself. So you got to ask yourself those hard questions. You got to ask yourself those questions, right? Like, who am I really? Who do I really want to be? Where do I really want to go? And what do I really want to have in life? What do I want out of life? And take everyone else out of the equation. You got to take everyone else out of the equation, and you got to answer those three questions for yourself and by yourself, because nobody's opinion matters when it comes down to those three questions. It's all on you, all of it. You can't blame anyone else for not knowing who you are and struggling with your identity. You can't blame anyone else for you not knowing where you really want to go. And you can't blame anyone else for you not really living the life that you want to live. You can't blame anyone else. You got to take accountability, and you got to keep it real with you. You got to keep it real with you. And it all starts with you. It's all on you, nobody else. Because at the end of the day, you got to wake up and you got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror, and you got to be comfortable with who you are. You got to be comfortable with where you're going, and you have to be comfortable with what you really want out of life. That's what it all boils down to. You got to stop worrying about other people, period. Stop worrying about other people, because guess what? Other people are living their lives. They're not living your life. Only you can live your life. So you got to live it to the fullest. And you got to stop this nonsense about worrying about approval and rejection and what people think and what they don't think, what they say and what they don't say. You got to be comfortable at the end of the day with who you are, what you're doing, and where you're going, and what you want out of life. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters, because you got to be comfortable with laying your head down to rest and going to sleep peacefully. If you're going to sleep worrying about everyone else and everything else, then you're not in peace. And that's how you got to get rid of the imposter syndrome. Because once you can do that, you get rid of that imposter syndrome in your life forever. Forever. Because who wants to go back to their old self, right? We can, turn into our old selves. Oh, trust me. I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York, and I tend to like to be a really nice, cool, down-to-earth guy. But if my buttons are pushed and you go so far with me, it only takes a second for me to flip the switch and that old Bronx boy could come out in a heartbeat. But we got to tame the beast. We got to tame the lion. We don't want to let that person out. Why? Because we know what that old person looks like and we don't want to be that person because that's really not who we really are. I'm really not that old person I used to be. I am who I am today. You know why? Because I am secure in my identity. I am comfortable in my own skin. And I'm not worried about what anybody else thinks about Jose. You know why? Because nobody else pays Jose's bills. Nobody else helps Jose. Nobody else is helping Jose out the bed. Nobody else is helping Jose with his mindset. Nobody else but me. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to seem like I don't have a team and I don't have people around me that love me and that are pouring into me. Obviously, I do, or I wouldn't be as joyful and as happy and as go-getter as I am, right? I do have those type of people, but you get the point that I'm trying to make. Because once you can do that, you'll get the imposter syndrome out of your life forever. You'll get rid of it and you won't have to deal with it ever again because you're secure. And that's what we all want in life is we want to be secure. We want to feel secure. We want to be with somebody that's secure. We want to know that our finances are secure. We want to know that our health is secure. We want to know that our relationships are secure. We want security, right? Because security makes us feel comfortable. And you got to be comfortable in your own skin in order to eliminate this ugly imposter syndrome. You got to want to help yourself. You have to be able to help yourself. You got to help yourself because listen, nobody's going to want to help you if you're not willing to help yourself. I know sometimes we see people that are saying like, oh, you know, well, you know, somebody got to believe in them for them to believe in themselves. No, that's not really how it works. Yes, can that help? Absolutely. Somebody else's belief in you can help push you and motivate you to more greatness. But at the end of the day, you got to start, it got to kick in your own life. It has to kick in for you. You got to kick that in on your own. You got to build that self-motivation and you got to be able to wake up and be like, yeah, I'm comfortable with who I am. I don't want to be an imposter. I'm not an imposter. And that's one of the things that sets me apart is that I keep it real with people. I'm authentic. I'm transparent and I keep it real. I let people know what I'm thinking. And I don't have to be a jerk about it. I do it in a loving way as much as I can. But at the end of the day, you got to help yourself. Because, and I even say it to myself sometimes, I'm like, listen, I'm not going to help this person out or that person out if they don't want to help themselves. There's been several people that, you know, oh, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at this individual, like, does this individual want help? Do they look like they're helping themselves? And if I answer it yes in my head, then I'll help them out. But I can't, you know, if I'm helping somebody out who doesn't want the help or who's not ready for the help, then I'm not doing them any justice because I'm actually working counterproductive, right? I'm wasting my time, my energy, my resources on helping somebody who doesn't want the help or is not ready for the help, right? Because we can want the help, but we just may not be ready for the help. And so I don't want to pour my resources and my energy into somebody who doesn't want to help themselves. Now, if you say, yo, if I see you and I'm like, yo, this guy's been working, he's been killing it, he's been doing his thing, or she's been killing it, or she's been doing her thing, and they just need a little bit of help, then yeah, I'll show up and I'll help out any way I can. Because I'm just that dude. I'm that type of guy. But if I don't see you putting in the work and I don't see you hustling and working hard, like the way you're supposed to be, right? And a lot of this stuff for me, like I hold this very dear to my heart because I'm dealing with a situation where I don't have a lot of physical mobility, but I wake up and I bust my butt every single day and I put in the work. I do the work. That's the only way I've been able to get to where I've been, where I am. Nobody has given me anything in life. No one. No one gave anything to me. No one handed me anything. Now, have I had help along the way? Absolutely. Why? Because people have seen me putting in my own work. And when you see somebody putting in the work and you see somebody putting in the reps and you see somebody, you know what I mean, paying their dues, you're just naturally going to want to help them out because you see them winning. You see them working hard and you want to just help give them a boost or help give them a hand, right? And say, yo, here, I want to help you. Or if they ask you again, you're like, yes, I want to help you. Absolutely. No doubt. Without a question. Because I see you working hard. I see you putting in the work. And I want to help you win even more and even bigger. And that's what people have done for me. They see me doing the work. They see me doing my due diligence. They see me paying my dues. And people have come along my path and they've helped me. And I'm grateful for it. I'm very much appreciative of those people in my life that have been those type of people for me. But again, it's because I've been doing the work. If I'm just moping around like, oh, I'm in this wheelchair. Oh, my life this, my life that. And I'm faking the funk and I'm being an imposter. Guess what? 9 times out of 10, nobody's going to want to help me. And that's just the reality. And if that's what you are and you're listening to this and you're functioning in that capacity and you want help and you're ready for help, then you got to start helping yourself, because most people are going to help you when they see you helping yourself. And that's the only way to get over this imposter syndrome. Everything that I've been mentioning in this episode, everything that we've gone over is going to help you to overcome that imposter syndrome. Because listen, I'm talking from experience, guys. Listen, I'm being honest with you guys. I used to be an imposter myself. I had the imposter syndrome until I was sick and tired of being an imposter. And I had to come to grips with myself. I had to be real with myself and I had to be honest with myself and say, Jose, who are you really? Or who do you really want to be? Where do you really want to go? And what type of life do you really want to live? And when I answered those questions, man, it changed my life. And I never looked back. And I never will look back, because once you change for the better, that means that you've been exposed to a higher level of understanding, a higher level of winning, a higher level of living, to where you don't want to look back and say, yo, you know what? I never want to go back there again. And that's where I am in my life. I never want to go back to where I was. Why? Because there's always more greater things ahead of me. So why look back at the little stuff I was doing when I could look ahead of me at all the big stuff that's waiting for me to conquer? So listen, guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you. And as always, thanks for hanging out with me. Sharing is caring. If you know somebody who can benefit from this episode on the imposter syndrome, or if it's benefited you, go ahead and share it out. Share with your network. Share with your own sphere of influence. And if you haven't checked out some of my courses, I have a course called the Mindset Takeover Mastery Course. You can check it out, mindsettakeover.com. And if you have a story to tell, right? We all have a story to tell, but if you're ready, talked about being ready. If you're ready to let your story be heard by the world and get that story out there and start impacting more lives on a larger level and a larger scale, I want you to go ahead and check out my book writing masterclass. You can check that out at bookwritingclass.joseinspires.com. Sign up for that. I'll help you become a number one bestseller, help you write a book, help you format it, help you develop it, develop the story, make it impactful, make it compelling. And at the end of the day, help change other people's mindsets and perspectives and ultimately their lives. So guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Go ahead and share it. Tag me at Jose Inspires on any social media platform that you use when you share it, so I can go ahead and reshare it and shout you out and give you a shout out. So guys, as always, God bless. Thanks everybody for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.